good result, Mossy. You tipped that 2-0 scoreline as well. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, morning, guys. I must have worn the wrong deodorant yesterday morning. One morning in the studio, you guys deserted me.
Yeah. It gets a bit like that in there.
Take the knock.
Yeah, I will. But I'll take the result as well from last night. And glad we could help the punters out with a good tip there. But, look, it wasn't... You know, it wasn't vintage Socceroos. It wasn't that pretty on the eye over the 90 minutes. But the most important theme of the whole week leading up to it was get the result any which way. And the boys did that. Two set pieces again. So we're relying a bit too heavily for my liking on set pieces. But again, we got the job done. So it's a proud morning to be a football man.
Yeah, good to see Jackson Irvine score nice and early too, which sort of frees you up a little bit. But he's making a really good impact, isn't he? It's only... What, his second starting game for the Socceroos?
He is, TK, and it's interesting. I was on Fox Sports last night with Josh Kennedy, who was in the Socceroos squad when Jackson Irvine first came into the squad, and he said last night, I can't believe the improvement in the kid. And, you know, he's been banging in goals over in England in the Championship, and he's now got his debut Socceroos goal. But I thought over the two legs, he was probably our most impressive and consistent performer. I thought he really took to that dual number 10 role that Ange has adopted now, and he was very good again last night. He just gives you that presence, he gives you that mobility, he gives you thrust from midfield, which is something that's so important in our game because you have to penetrate the opposition. He's been doing that for us.
And defensively, Mossy, it looked okay?
Look, it was better, Slats, without being fantastic. The first half, they caused us a few problems on the fringes of that back three. And Ange has come out post game. It was a great comment. He said, "Look, the only perfect system is a hot water system." now my hot water system broke down 3 weeks ago. I can tell you. But look, I get his point. You know, everyone's making a lot about the system and you know how many we play at the back with. But you know, until it's a well-oiled machine, that's always going to come under scrutiny. And they did cause some problems. But you could see the players slowly but surely getting a better understanding, better communication as the game wore on. And I thought second half we were quite solid.
In saying that, UAE threatened a fair few times. And Matt Ryan came up with a couple of cracking, super saves.
Yeah, he's a quality goalkeeper. And, you know, it was unfortunate for Langerak that he got... put to the bench last night for Matty Ryan, but I think that was always part of Ange's plan, play Langerak away on what was a pretty ordinary pitch and bring Matty Ryan in because he's so good with his feet and they're both quality goalkeepers playing at a very good level in Europe. But he earned his money again last night, Matty Ryan. But I just thought at the back we looked a lot more sure with Matty Ryan there than what we did last week. And that's not anything against Langerak. It's probably just Matty Ryan's played behind the defence for a long time now and they're more confident with him there. It's continuity.
Okay. So what does it mean for our qualifying now? Yeah.
Well, it's what we said yesterday morning. At the end of the day, the top three all played at home. The top three all won. Japan leaps Saudi Arabia on goal difference. But, you know, three games to go now. The good news is we have to play both Saudi and Japan. Saudi at home is our next game in June down in Adelaide. And then we play Japan away, which is obviously, you know, that's a tough assignment. But those two have to play each other in match day 10, which is the last game. So there's still plenty of twists and turns to come, but we're in a good position now.
Right. We don't want it to get down to beating Japan in Japan to make sure we go through, do we?
No, we don't. Absolutely. That's an absolute given, TK.
Yeah, that's what you don't want. Lionel Messi, mate, has he been a bad boy?
He has. He's mouthed off at the assistant referee in Argentina's World Cup qualifier last week. They beat Chile 1-0. Messi from the penalty spot got the go-ahead goal. But he's been banned for 4 weeks. It's a tight CONMEBOL qualifying group. Brazil are out on top, but the next three from 2 to 4 are very tight. So that's a big loss for Argentina. 4 international games is a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a big weekend for Everton.
Yes, they've got Liverpool and Manchester United away Saturday night and Saturday afternoon, I should say, and then Tuesday. 2 big games. Interesting that Phil Jagielka, the Everton captain, has come out and tried to give his side some extra motivation with that horrible... that horrible injury to Seamus Coleman during the Republic of Ireland at the Wales International on the weekend. It went viral. It was a horrible leg break. The tib ended.
Terrible.
And he's tried to use that to galvanise his squad ahead of 2 massive games. Everton in 7th spot on 50 points. Things are tight. 6 behind Liverpool, 2 behind Manchester United. So a massive couple of days or few days coming up for Everton.
And Mossy, any further news on this rumoured offer that Neymar's joining Man U at $650,000 Aussie a week?
I went searching, TK. There's no update on yesterday what I can find, but you know, generally where there's smoke, there's fire, and when Jose Mourinho is involved, generally he's like a dog with a bone when he gets an idea in his head, so it won't go away anytime soon.
Good on you, mate. Well done.
Thanks,
on that
Bossy.
Result as
good
well.
On you guys.
2-0.